From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters. Last year, the economy saw a steep decline in consumer sentiment, an increase in inflation, and added pressure to the cost of living crisis. Well, this year, economists like Robert Spendlove are visiting with lawmakers to talk about these trends and to also provide insight into how those trends may change or stay the same in the coming months. Spendlove is spending some of his time giving economic updates to lawmakers here in the Idaho legislature who have to guess about the upcoming fiscal year in order to make budgets and to spend or not spend taxpayer money. So joining us today to talk more about all of this is Zions Bank economist Robert Spendlove. Robert, nice to have you on the program.
It's great to be with you.
So first off, what are you going to be telling Idaho lawmakers this month about the economy, both Idaho's economy, but the U.S. economy as well?
Well, we're in a really unprecedented period within the economy. We continue to see disruptions and distortions from the pandemic. So we have this historic shock to the system from the pandemic, going on 3 years ago now. So just to put that in perspective, in 2 months, 22 million people lost their jobs. The unemployment rate went from 3.5% to 15% overnight, and gross domestic product, or our broadest measure of the economy, contracted by 30%. So then we had the federal government step in and provide support to the economy, injecting $6 trillion into the economy. And it worked. It kept the economy from collapsing. But on the other side, it caused the economy to overheat. And so now the Fed is trying to pull back on that. But we continue to see distortions in consumer demand, in the supply chain, the problem with the war in Russia, or with Russia and Ukraine, continues to create a high level of uncertainty.
So with all of that said, why is consumer confidence so low right now? I mean, I would assume it is, going back to some of your first comments, but can you pinpoint something specific?
It really comes down to inflation. Inflation is where people really start to feel the impact. The labor market is strong, unemployment rate is low, but people are really feeling the pressure of increasing prices.
So as we know, inflation was a huge issue in 2022. First off, two questions here. Can you talk a little bit about what we saw in regards to inflation in 2022, and then what you think 2023 will potentially look like?
Yeah, so what we saw in 22 with inflation was, really began in 2021. We started to see that inflation increase in March of 21. And this is one of the, this is one of the mistakes the Federal Reserve made. And many economists didn't think the inflation was real. They called it transitory. Mm-hmm. They said it'll go away on its own and it's really limited. And they were wrong. And that inflation just kept moving up more and more. It peaked out in the summer of 22 at 9.1% nationally. In our region, even higher, it peaked out at 10.4%. And now it's coming down, but it's down to 7.1%. So it's still a really high level of inflation. The Fed is increasing interest rates to try to bring that down, but it's taking its time, and we continue to see areas that are seeing high inflation. The latest is egg prices are way up, and so we find these examples throughout the economy of very high prices.
Right. I mean, I've seen that anecdotally, in particular, as you said, with egg prices and how much they've gone up. So on Tuesday, the World Bank released its annual report saying that the global economy will come, quote, perilously close to a recession in 2023. And the Associated Press also reported that's due in part to weak growth in America, in Europe, and China. So do you think we need to be concerned about a recession happening in 2023 and the likelihood of that?
Yeah, I think there is a high likelihood of a recession in 23. The Fed is focused on trying to bring this inflation down. And so they've raised interest rates. It's been one of the biggest increase in interest rates in generations. A year ago, right now, the Fed funds rate, so kind of short-term interest rate, was at 0%. They just raised it in the last few months up to 4.5%. So that's a significant increase. So they're tightening financial conditions. They're making borrowing costs more expensive. That's having a direct impact on interest rate sensitive industries like financial services, real estate, growth companies. But that's starting to spread to the rest of the economy. We haven't seen signs of a recession yet, but I expect those to start to show up in the next few months.
So can we talk a little bit more about this? Because I think the word recession literally causes fear in people, in particular when we look back historically. You know, the Great Recession, right, of that started in 07, 08, you know, home prices tanked, people lost jobs. It was devastating. Are you concerned that we're going to see something like that happen?
I don't see that specific scenario. And it's always hard because you always think about the last one. And so the last recession was actually the pandemic recession. And we're never going to see anything like that again. It was just, it's because of the pandemic. It was catastrophic, but it was also really short. So then you go back to the Great Recession, which was, also had a huge impact, contraction of employment. The unemployment rate went up to 10%. I really think you have to go back another recession to see the most likely scenario. So the recession of 2002, it was right after the dot-com bust. We were in a tech winter, but it was a relatively mild recession. The economy did contract. People lost their jobs, but it wasn't as severe as the latest two. I think that's a more close analogy. The big difference this time is we're not going to see the kind of federal support that we've seen in past recessions, especially since the Fed is essentially creating these conditions.
Well, and what's interesting too, Robert, is that when we think of a recession, I mean, you talk about the Great Recession, right? And that 10% unemployment rate, we have an incredibly low unemployment rate right now. So we could still, if I'm understanding you right, have low unemployment, but yet be in a recession.
Well, so that's the, so this is where it's, that the economy is so confusing right now. If you look at the traditional measures of a recession, they're not showing the right signs. So if you look at gross domestic product, often a recession is two consecutive quarters of contracting GDP. Well, that happened last year and we weren't in a recession. And unemployment generally does go up in recession, but we haven't seen that in the labor market yet. Our unemployment rate nationally is the same as it was pre-pandemic, 3.5%. In Idaho, the unemployment rate before the pandemic was 2.8%. We're at 3%. So we're just not seeing the tightness of the labor market is not consistent with what we would see in a recession. And that's why we're all just kind of watching these indicators saying, when are they going to actually show what people expect to happen?
Well, could one indicator be housing? Because when we look at Idaho, the Treasure Valley in particular, we had, record-breaking amounts of what homes were going for, in particular during the pandemic. Those prices, as we see with inflation and the interest rate, I think in particular going up so much, not only are we now seeing homes on the market longer, I mean, it's the first time I think in at least 3 years minimum that homes are actually, prices are dropping, right? And it's not just like, oh, they're low going on the market. They're on the market for so long that these prices are dropping. So is that a potential indicator, or is it the market righting itself, which is what the Feds want to do with raising the interest rate?
Yeah, great question. So that is part of the struggle. And let me just put some specific numbers behind this. So in the peak in Idaho was right around October of 21. Our annual home price appreciation was 37%. That is unsustainable growth in house prices. Now, when the Fed started to raise rates, that started to slow. And peak to trough, we are seeing some drops. And in more regional statistics, we're seeing drops as well. But even on a year-over-year basis, our housing price appreciation in Idaho is now down to 3.1%. So from, 37% to 3.1%, I think we will see on a year-over-year basis that go negative as well. But the problem is, going into this cycle, house prices were too expensive. They were going up too much. The Fed is trying to slow that down. The struggle that you run into, people say, the Fed keeps going until it breaks the economy. They're breaking the housing market. And so I do think it is an area that we have to be watching closely. And it could be an indicator of broader problems. But we've got to have this housing price appreciation slow. We've got to be making housing more affordable, because otherwise, especially young, low-income families just can't afford to live with housing prices so high.
Well, and, also, how much do we look back in time when it comes to not necessarily housing prices, but interest rates? I know right now, when we look at what the interest rates are to buy a home, people are just, it's something that we haven't seen, right? We're used to these so incredibly low interest rates, right? But then if you go back to the early 1980s, keep going back, I mean, you saw interest rates around 19, 20%, and that was common. So does that play into it at all, in the sense that many of us don't remember those times? I wasn't old enough to buy a house in the 80s. So is it also just a lack of historical context, if that makes sense?
Yeah, in fact, you can go even more recently. As recently as 2007, interest rates were higher than they are today. So that Fed funds rate is 4.5%. In 2007, mm-hmm. it was 5.25%. And so we kind of adjusted to cheap money over the last decade. We've gotten used to having, easy access to capital. And now the Fed has to kind of reset how we think about things. And so a lot of people have bought houses for much higher mortgage rates in the past. But the difference, though, is those home prices were cheaper. So, the cost of borrowing is higher. So the cost of the actual house needs to come down and adjust to that.
So Idaho, as we know, has a record surplus of money right now. So when you go to talk to Idaho lawmakers, what will your advice be in regards to that? Spend or save the money?
So, and you have to think about why this happened. Going into the pandemic, everyone expected that revenues would drop. We mm-hmm. saw that kind of the collapse in the economy, and we said, okay, get ready for things to get tough. But then the Fed stepped in, injected $6 trillion into the U.S. economy. And so that spurred economic growth. It spurred inflation, which is, funds revenue collections, and also that direct injection of federal money. So for the past couple of years, we've been kind of living on this adrenaline high of unexpected revenue. With the next year, we should not expect that level of activity to happen. So I think we're in a period of slowing revenue growth. We may even see revenue drop. I don't think dramatically, but as the economy slows, if we go into recession, we're in this tough period where we've got record levels of revenue collections, but then we're looking at a period where revenues are going to be slowing. So my advice is, be very careful about taking on long-term obligations, and whether that would be increasing long-term or ongoing spending, or enacting ongoing tax cuts. We need to be really careful about anticipating that slowdown and planning accordingly.
Well, I really appreciate your time with us today and walking us through this. Definitely learned a lot, and I appreciate it.
Sure. It's great to be with you.
We've been talking with Zions Bank economist Robert Spendlove about the 2023 economy and also the fact that he will be talking with Idaho lawmakers this session as well. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.